And it's time for business news now with Nona Peltier. Hi, Nona. Law being changed to make insurance companies improve their customer contracts. How so?
Well, it's consultation that's been going on for a while, and I guess about a year. The government has sort of been saying, look, we're going to have another look at the way these contracts are done, because there's been a lot of complaints that the insurance industry is one of the industries that have come under greater scrutiny with what's been happening across the Tasman, for example. And so among the things that are going to be looked at are the way that contracts are drafted, so that instead of consumers having to disclose everything they think might be relevant, insurance companies are going to have to ask specific questions about what kind of disclosure they're expecting. So they can't later on say, well, you didn't mention that. Well, if you didn't ask, why would you mention it? It's not going to be on the consumers to come up with things that they should be disclosing. It's going to be the other.
So the onus is
yes,
shifting.
Yes, that's going to shift.
Company.
And it means that also unfair contract arrangements, which consumers would potentially sign, insurance companies won't be able to put unfair clauses into their insurance contracts and that sort of thing. Now, how it's going to be drafted is not quite there yet. The insurance industry is going to work with the government to make sure that their interests are also represented. But they acknowledge that it's time for a change, and it's going to be a refresh all around.
Let's turn to credit unions now. They're concerned about the effect of changing regulation on their businesses. What are they worried about?
Well, it's not just them that are worried. It's actually this organisation called the Council of Financial Regulators, which they're the ones who flag the concern about the credit union sector. And this includes the Reserve Bank, the Financial Markets Authority, Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment, Commerce Commission and Treasury. And they decided that one of the things they need to look at is the sustainability and health of the credit union sector. So some of the concerns are, you know, how well is the sector performing? Recently, the Financial Markets Authority issued a report on auditors, and one of the sections raised some concerns about how credit unions are audited, for example. Is it sufficient? Now, some credit unions are quite small, like maybe only 1,000 members. Others are large. And I spoke to the chief executive of the biggest one, which is Credit Union Baywide, and he was saying that one of the big things that the credit unions are concerned about is the increasing regulation that's being applied to the financial sector, what we just talked about. And one of the things in particular would be the capital requirements, which the Reserve Bank is going to be announcing tomorrow. What's the Reserve Bank going to do imposing on the big banks? Will those rules also extend to the small credit unions? I mean, if you've got 1,000 members, you're not going to be able to come up with the goods that the Australian big banks are going to be able to come up with. So these are the kinds of issues that are going to be explored over the next little while. And yeah, credit unions want to survive, and they're saying that some of the small ones are, you know, they do serve a purpose. For example, the firefighters union have a credit union, and they would like to keep it.
What numbers do you bring today, Nona?
Well, interesting ones, because Donald Trump tweeted that he might not be able to do the trade deal until after the 2020 election. So there you go. That put a shudder through the markets, I have to say. But maybe it would stop them talking for a year. Who knows? Anyway, the NZX Top 50 Index had closed down 18 points to close at 11,210. And the New Zealand dollar is buying 65.1 US cents. It's still a little bit, you know, on the high side there. 95.4 Australian. And you'll be pleased to know, Lisa, 50.1 British pence.
Thanks, Nona. Nona Peltier with all the numbers and business news.